We've got in the studio our next guest for today, Justin, and we've got Esther Ehrlich, who is an artist and who's here to talk about her show, exhibition at the Fox Gallery. But before we start with that exhibition, Esther, if we can maybe talk a little bit about you. It's all about you today.
So
what we'd like to do is just get a bit of background on what how you got started and where did the love for the arts come from?
Well, I think I just was born with this because my dad used to tell me when I was a little kid I used to draw on the walls. And so I've always loved art. At kinder, they took one of my drawings that I loved and they put it up on the wall, and I was so upset. I thought, oh, I want to take it home. And Mum said, it's a compliment to put it up on the wall. So after that, I kind of was quite happy about it. And then I've just been painting all my life. I just knew that's what I was going to do.
And so were you trained in that?
After I did my VCE, I went to college and did a fine arts course. But you don't really learn. We were all in a studio together and someone brought in a fly wire and put it into the paint and made some little marks. So then the next day we all brought some fly wire. So you kind of learn off each other, I suppose. But I just always liked painting. I didn't know I could do faces, though, until we had a sort of a little thing that in class that we had to draw each other, and I could just draw someone. And I looked at the others, I thought, oh, they can't draw. So then I kind of thought, oh, maybe I'm all right at this.
So you are very competitive by the sound
of this. I am, yeah, it's shocking.
So obviously you've been painting all this time, and have you managed to just continue with it throughout your life, or have you been doing it as a bit of a side,
Well, I've always done it. I've also done teaching just to make a living, so I taught, but...
Do you teach art? Is that what you teach?
I did emergency teaching, so I was doing maths and science, but art. I did a bit of art in year 13. I taught bigger kids, and that was lovely. So I like to teach art, but they put you in anything in those days. And I did painting on the side, and I used to have exhibitions on the side while I was... I just have to paint. It's when I don't paint during the day, I think I've wasted a day. So it's just in me. And so I hate going on holiday. So my family often say, come on, let's go on holiday. Say, no, I want to paint. So I'm no fun.
And so have you ever actually thought about, and do you paint mostly in this particular medium you like to
use? I like acrylics. I like that they dry fast and I can change my mind a lot, because sometimes you want to change the background colour, and if you've got oils, you end up with mud and mush for me. So acrylics, I can just change it.
But it's, you can change it, but it's also not very good in the respect that if you make a mistake, you feel that you can paint over acrylic?
Of course. Yeah, you just, that's the beauty of paint. It's not a sculpture. Like if you knock something off a rock, it's gone.
It's gone.
Where I paint, sometimes I've even got paintings over paintings because I didn't like most of the painting, so I'll leave a hand and I'll do the rest. So if you x-ray a work, you might find different things under there.
And your pieces that's in this exhibition, what's the exhibition called?
It's called Audacious.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, all of my women are audacious and risky and cheeky and powerful. Like, it's sort of...
Well, they're very powerful pieces. When we saw them, we all thought, wow. And they're very large too, aren't they?
Well, I'm kind of used to... I like to vary my sizes, but I'm kind of used to that. I don't know, this year I started really getting into that show in January 1st, New Year.
Yeah.
They just kind of float out of me, because I don't really have a plan when I paint. They just happen.
So they're not particular women?
If I know them, I want to change them. Like sometimes it looks like someone I know, I think, nah, got to change it, I want to meet someone new.
Okay.
So it's about the expression more than the person. I mean, if I do a portrait, I definitely want it to look like a person. But with these paintings, they were just women with an attitude, and that was what I was doing.
Now, explain to our listeners who haven't seen it, how do you explain this artwork, or do you, let's do it together.
They are faces that are, they start off with a face that's fairly realistic.
Yep.
And then I go bananas. Like I've discovered the splash of the paint. So the clothes are just wildly splashy, but yet they do form a type of body. And then it's, when you go to, I don't go to a psychiatrist, but that ink blot thin where you see stuff?
Yeah.
Well, after I've splashed, suddenly I think that's where the hand goes. That's where it goes. So you just see stuff in it and work your way through.
And wild hair and colour and great chunky style jewellery, but you're not sure if it is jewellery or not.
That's right. Like I think I like the difference between something tight and real with a bit of looseness in it. It makes it more interesting. If something's too tight, if you paint everything particularly realistic, I find it a bit boring.
Mm.
So I like to mix it up a bit.
And very vibrant colours as well.
Mm. Sometimes you just don't have enough colours. I think, come on, there must be another one. I mix them up, but
But... Yeah, like you said, they're very bold and risky women, and they are. Mm. But there is a real power about it, isn't it? And it follows through the each of the paintings.
Yeah, they were quite loud, actually, these girls. But they look down on you. They're a little bit condescending in a way. But I when the colours, when you do the background, some colours just pop, and I like pop. I'm not subtle with my painting, and I like them to be quite bold and loud, and somehow it just worked.
And do you use brushes or do you use your fingers a lot?
I use everything. I use brush. I start off with a brush, but then I notice my hands are disgusting. I'm a mess at the end, and my studio, I realise I have to close the door when I'm splashing because I really made a mess.
So with this exhibition, you obviously had... You must have had some sort of idea as to what you wanted to show or portray to the viewer. Because like you're saying, it's obviously from your mind, you're not sort of looking at a picture. Mm. So how does the thought process come to you, basically? Like you just mentioned earlier about they look down on you. Mm. Now that must be an intention.
Was intentional. Yeah.
So the question is, how do you put all those things together into a format?
Well, it starts off with the face. And once I get that going, I just really couldn't tell you because it flowed. Like I don't plan it, and it's all happens. Like sometimes I stand back and I think, oh, so I surprise myself. Like it's choices you make when you put a mark on the canvas. You've got to make another choice to make the marks balance and work, and it just happens that way. I never do a sketch.
Okay, so you don't have any sort of thought about this is what I want.
No,
it's
so shallow. No thoughts. It just happens.
That's not what I'm
But no. I like the way you said that. You know, like you do the splash, and then all of a sudden you look at it and you think, oh, there's the beginning of a hand. Mm. I like that. Mm. The freewheeling of
it. It's like the painting tells you what
it does. It does. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I'm not good with words. It's true, and you sort of kind of lost it. Maybe it's like a trance even, like you're just doing it and you don't want interference.
Now, Fox Gallery.
Yes.
How did you get a relationship with Fox Gallery? We love what Michael Fox does.
He's lovely.
We have him on the show a bit because so does he represent you?
Yes, he represents me he's represented me for 2 years.
Okay.
And the team there are lovely. They're so supportive and just nurturing. And I think, see, the first show I had, I'd just come from another gallery and it was more the older works. And this one, I think I painted it for Michael.
Yep.
And I lifted my game, I think. I think I've gotten better and I just feel he encourages it. He's a lovely man and the whole team are beautiful people.
Well, he's so unique, isn't he? And for the listeners that don't know him, he's an accountant.
Yes.
But he actually looks after artists as in musicians, visual artists and everyone in between, doesn't he?
Yeah, he said he loves art. He said he actually did a bit of art when he was young. That was something he was interested in, but I think he was encouraged to get a career as one often is.
Yeah.
And so this is his outlet and his creative thing that he nurtures artists. And he's really very supportive and just lovely. I'm really happy that he's...
And how did you find out about him? I suppose in the art world, everyone knows everyone else.
Well, I saw him... There was some site, I can't remember, and he was advertised there. So I approached him to see if he would show my works and he said yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, it must be hard to get into a gallery like his because he is, quite well known and also... because of his unique feel towards the art, did you have to wait for a while before he could exhibit?
They asked me to come in and discuss stuff, and he was really nice. No, he kind of wanted me to show pretty much straight away, so that was great. Because I've had about 50 odd solo shows, so I'm kind of old at it. And so he said he knew
hat.
My...
You're a master.
Yeah, that's
you're
right. A master. I'm a master. Yeah. So he knew my work. And he originally was from Brisbane, I think.
That's
so
right.
He hadn't been in Melbourne that long.
Yep.
And it was just nice. We clicked straight away, I think. And
brilliant.
It was really good. I was so happy.
Yeah. Well, the minute this media release came through and the first image I saw, I went, I just typed back and said, we've got to have her in. Because it's so beautiful. How did the launch go?
Oh, very well. It went quite well, yeah. So he sold a few and we've had interest and people came. And I'm very proud of these works. I must say, often you go, like you put things in a show and you think, I'm not sure about this one. But I'm really, really proud of all of the works in there. I'm pleased with it. I'm pleased with the way he's hung it. And I'd love everyone to come and see it.
Yes. And where is it, Neil?
It's in
around the corner from your house.
it is actually. It's 79 Langridge Street in Collingwood. It's the Fox Galleries. And it's actually open now already?
It opened last night. I think he opens from Tuesday to Saturday.
Okay. And on till the 26th of June.
That's right.
So if anybody wants to go and have a look,
Please look.
At Fox Gallery.
Yes.
And do you have your own website and social media pages?
I do. I've got a website, estherehrlich.com, and I'm on Instagram, Esther Ehrlich.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I must become a friend of yours.
Oh, please.
Thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you very much for having me.
And, well, thank you for your art. It's, like so powerful. Congratulations.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.